With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Managers of the Sunrise Fire east of Superior this morning were worried about it throwing spot fires over Interstate 90 and the Clark Fork River today. But fire team spokesperson Kimberly Nelson said,
if there was spotting, the crews caught it because it never even, report never made it back to us, which tells us that it must have been real minor spotting if there was spotting.
Nelson said crews had a successful day working to direct the main fire away from communities. At more than 13,000 acres, the Sunrise is one of the largest wildfires burning in Montana.
Things are looking good up there. It's doing exactly what we want it to do, and we're watching it, you know, real closely.
People living in the Quartz Creek and Verde Creek areas remain evacuated, but Nelson says that so far, fire management teams have kept their homes safe. Hundreds of firefighters from across the country attended a ceremony at Missoula's airport this morning, during which the body of 29-year-old California hotshot Brent Witham was loaded onto a U.S. Forest Service Sherpa plane to be returned to California. Witham died on August 2nd when he was struck by a falling tree while fighting the Lolo Peak fire west of Missoula. A procession followed Witham's body from the funeral home to the Missoula Aerial Fire Depot. For the first time this year, the Montana National Guard has been activated to fight a fire in Montana. Katie Reardon reports.
A Chinook helicopter and its team of 15 were deployed to combat the Myers Fire, 25 miles south of Phillipsburg in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. Brian Scott is a public information officer working on the 13,000-acre blaze.
We're going to be able to utilize one of the helicopters from the National Guard, and that will be nice for us, not only in terms of helping put water in spots that are hotter than we'd like, but also it'll give them some additional training.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock declared a state of emergency last month in response to extreme fire activity in the state. This authorized him to mobilize the National Guard and tap state emergency funds. Montana is struggling to keep up with its firefighting costs. It's spending an estimated $1 to $1.5 million a day on fire-related expenses. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Katie Reardon.
I'm Eric Whitney.